from the Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, our guest today is Nathan Cunningham, a Cree country singer-songwriter from Alberta, with award-winning albums, chart-topping singles, and a unique sound that blends traditional country with modern flair. Nathan continues to make waves in the Indigenous and Canadian music scenes. He'll be stopping by in just a bit to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Support for today's show comes from TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com.
Ready to shift into high gear? Amsoil, the pioneer in synthetic motor oil, is expanding and looking for new dealers now. Turn your passion for cars and performance into a thriving business. Visit TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com to get started today. That's TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com.
It's time to take this show on the road. Let's get her going now with music from our guest, Nathan Cunningham. This is Girl Came Along.
Those on the floor in life's a mess. Living for the night and dying for what's next. Whiskey morning blamed on whiskey nights. Just burning money and wasting time. And a girl came along. Pedal to the floor and just blowing smoke. But no one there to make me take it slow. Going in circles and going nowhere. Looking for a high that wasn't even there.
Nathan Cunningham, Girl Came Along. He'll be in our spotlight in about 25 minutes, so hang in there with us. Here's Tracy Bone. Make it look easy. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Find it hard to tear a world apart. bad, so tired of being sad. I'm just looking for the light. When you're gone, I'm all alone. This house just ain't a home. Feels more like a big black hole. You know I need something more. What is it that I'm looking for? I'm just looking for the light. Ooh, yeah, the light is free. Come on, fly with me. Ooh, yeah, the light is free. Come on, fly with me. Ooh, yeah, the light is free. Come on, fly with me. Something's going on. Will you ever fly with me? Walk the line and be set free, or will you step into conformity? Will you fly high in the sky and never have to question why? Love is love, and that's all you ever need to know.
Irv Alliance Jr. Looking for the light. Music now from Samantha Crane. This is Trapdoor.
Driveway buying baggies from bombs, and you won't be.
That's music from Boogie the Beat and Lil Barker, Yellow Turtle. Hey, I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, Indigenous in Music and Arts, and take a look around. We're bigger than you know. We've got the Two Buffalo Virtual Gallery, the Say Magazine Library, and a whole lot more. That's at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. Stop on over. All right, here's PJ Vegas, the Buffalo Know.
Chance de explicar que o que eu fiz não foi legal.
Você tá brincando com a minha cara.
Nossa história é linda, eu errei, sei que fiz por merecer. Mas não vejo nada no futuro acontecer sem ter você.
Pra que viver nesse mundo se não existe você? Que me faz ser tão seguro e que me faz sonhar. Peço é por favor, não me deixe aqui.
Não vai.
Sem você não vou ser feliz.
Não vou.
Não me faça desistir.
Não faz.
Minha razão pra sorrir.
Não vira as mãos pra mim.
Por favor, não me deixe aqui.
Não vai.
Sem você não vou ser feliz.
Não vou.
Não me faça desistir.
Não faz.
Minha razão pra sorrir.
Não vira as mãos pra mim.
Não existe mais razão. Não existe mais sentido. Sem você pra dar a mão. Sei que parece humilhação, mas não é, não peço perdão. E até ajoelho no chão, baixa.
Pra que viver nesse mundo
se não existe você, que me faz ser tão seguro e que me faz sonhar. Eu prefiro perder tudo do que ter que te perder. Espero que lá no fundo você possa me escutar. E tudo que eu te peço é por favor, não me deixe aqui.
Yeah, Taekwondo. All right, Gillespie. Time after time, I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Time on earth.
Gillespie from the Nunavik. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Nathan Cunningham, will be in the spotlight. We'll be right back.
Take Indigenous in Music with Larry K wherever you go. Whether you're traveling or on the move, you can find us on your smart speaker or your favorite streaming apps. Just tune in, turn it up, and enjoy the journey. Indigenous in Music with Larry K is always on the go.
Do you love Indigenous in Music with Larry K? You can now show your love and take our support challenge. Visit us on our music page and you get to choose. You can become a member, become an ambassador, become a volunteer, or make a donation. Take the support challenge at indigenousinmusic.com. Thank you for taking the time to show your love.
Make a lasting impact by donating your property. Donate your house or building to Indigenous in Music and Arts and support the Indigenous musicians, expand our programs, and preserve the cultural heritage. Visit indigenousinmusicandarts.org for details. Thank you for your support.
The music makers. Bring in the music that makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com.
From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Joining us tonight is a Cree country singer-songwriter from Alberta. Nathan Cunningham is in the house and here to talk about his latest album, Did It Anyway. Blending his signature mix of heartfelt storytelling and modern country flair, he's captured the attention across Indigenous and Canadian music circles. Get ready for an insightful conversation. It's his first visit. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Nathan Cunningham.
Well, hello, hello.
How you doing, Nathan?
I'm doing well, as can be.
Yeah, how's your night going?
In northern Alberta.
Right on.
Weather's nice. It's not like Florida, but I mean, it's still nice for the summer.
Sure. You get a lot of rain up there?
Not as much this year. It's actually been dry. We've had forest fires and such.
Sure. What's the music scene like?
Well, it's not bad. I mean, it used to be more vibrant, but I think that's the case for most places. But we still have a lot of cover bands. And we do have the artists and stuff that live in most of the bigger centers like Edmonton and Calgary.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, yeah, I'm happy to have you on the show and hear your good music. It's coming out. I like it.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's start with an introduction and then we'll talk about the new album, Did It Anyway. So go ahead and hit the stage.
Sure. Did It Anyway. I'm actually really spoiled. I don't write all of my songs, mm-hmm. but I do still do writing for others. But then I get songs pitched to me from Nashville publishers.
All right.
Which apparently is exclusive to record labels or established artists, so it's pretty flattering that they consider me.
Sure.
But yeah, I've been doing most of my work in Nashville lately. Most of the tracking, and then I'll cut vocals up here in Canada. But But yeah, I did it anyway. A couple of the songs there, one of them is a tribute to a late friend of mine, Ken Peterson, from New Horizon. And and the others are just more about the groove and the instrumentation. And like Did It Anyway, for example, we had Brent Mason play on there. He's renowned. He's played on thousands of hits, including Chattahoochee and Hardworking Man and a bunch, like tons of country songs.
Sure.
So he's one of the, probably the most, I guess he's probably the most sought after session player still. He's been that way since the 90s. So it was a treat to have him on there. And Mike Johnson, all these guys play on big hits. So to have them play on my records is pretty flattering.
Sure. So it's part of the creative process, I take it. Getting
that's my favorite part is the in studio, the creative process for sure.
Now a lot of the fans don't know, like you mentioned earlier, that you write a lot of music, so you've had 17 songs reach number one on the National Aboriginal Top 40. Now that's, what's your secret?
I started off, I was a fan of rap music.
Okay.
And that's where the percussion and the cadence comes from. And but yeah, I mostly just write to what I see or what I experience, but also when I'm driving truck, because I'm a trucker by trade, right?
Okay.
So driving truck, it just opens up the creativity when you're on the highway with your coffee, and that's where most of my ideas come from.
Sure. Now this album, how long did it take to get out and produce the final?
I do it one song at a time. Usually I'll do a single at a time until it's a complete album.
Oh, nice.
And then I'll, yeah. So that took me, typically takes me about 2 years per album.
Well, it gives us a good chance to hear what you got planned too. So that's a good,
and
deal.
Actually I'm launching a new record label promoting Indigenous artists.
Oh, right on. Well, I'll be there to help. So make sure you send them my way for sure. What's the name of it? Any clues you can give us?
Yeah, we're going to call it Whipping Boy Entertainment.
Right on. When's this
the
start?
The Whipping Boy.
Ooh, the Whipping Boy. I like it.
Yep.
So that's coming up.
Yeah, we got a couple of young artists, female artists, Savannah Young and Eva Breton. And we're also going to bring on Tommy Mueller, who played Rick in the Blackstone series.
Okay.
TV series.
Sure.
Yep, yeah, so we got a few artists on the go.
And you'll be the producer? Main man?
Yeah, the executive producer, sure, is what they call it. Basically the red light, the green light, that type of thing.
Good. Well, I like it.
What do they call that? A shot caller.
There you go.
I get to feel special.
So you've been getting a lot of good airplay, a lot of good feedback on this album?
Yeah, I think I'm played on channel 165 and 173 for Sirius XM.
Okay.
Sweet. And all the typical, like the Indigenous stations here in Canada.
Cool. What message or feeling do you hope fans will walk away after hearing this new album?
I hope they get their toes tapping. I hope, movement.
Yeah.
I hope it inspires movement.
Well, I like all the hits. I've listened to, how many songs you got on that album?
Oh, just Did It Anyway was more like an EP. It's like 8 songs.
Yeah. I think I marked about 6 of them, so I'm in tune. You got me.
Right on.
Sure. Hey, any advice you have for new and upcoming musicians getting into the scene?
I would say just be honest, be yourself. There's a lot of acts out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you want to be interesting, just be yourself.
Sure. And stick to your guns.
Yes, sir.
Stay with the passion.
Be stubborn.
Yeah. What's next for Nathan Cunningham? What do you have planned for us? New projects? I know you mentioned new album. Are you going to be touring?
New projects for sure. And then I'd like to start doing showcases for our record label.
Oh, right.
Myself and the other artists have talent showcases. Nice. And things of that nature. But yeah, like lately it's just, I just got back from Nashville, and I just been still in the creative process. Like we just tracked four new singles.
Nice, sweet.
Then we'll be doing vocals on them right shortly, in a week. I think in a week or so.
Cool. Okay. Nathan, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
I'm on all the socials, all the platforms. Spotify, YouTube, all that stuff, and yeah, Instagram, all of that stuff.
Google you up. Bam, there we go.
Yeah, sure.
Today we're speaking with Nathan Cunningham. His new album is out, Did It Anyway, and he's also featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. You can read all about him at our place at indigenousandmusic.com. Nathan, thank you for stopping by tonight and giving us an update on the new album. Great stuff.
And thank you for having me.
Yes, keep us posted. Any new developments, we'll blast them for you for sure.
Nice.
Right on. We're going to play you a track from his album. Here is Function of Circumstance.
Are you satisfied? You took the best that I had to give and you let it go. Somebody, how am I gonna love again? How am I supposed to give my heart to a devil masked with innocence? You took the very thing that made me someone of a productive man. Yes, and now I'm just a function of my circumstance. Yeah. A function of my circumstance.
That was music from Nathan Cunningham, and that was Function of Circumstance. In case you're just tuning in, Nathan was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
It's been a minute since I tried to love. I've been ignoring all the signs above. Terrified to even give it a go. If you want me, baby, better let me know. I'm still healing from the last attempt. Broken, bruised, and battered to a grand extent. Wonder what it means to be treated right. Help! God, I'm tired of giving all these precious hours. I was born to bloom and fall. I'm a wild flower. Tell me, is somebody gonna stop the hurting? Please don't let me fall for a beast of burden.
Promise, baby, I can heal your hurting. Wonderful, only one. treat you right. Not here to play a lot, cheat or steal. Want you forever, I'm the real deal. Promise, baby, I can seize the yearning. Never will I ever be a beast of burden. God, you're tired of giving all these precious hours. Born to bloom and full, you're a wild flower. Tell me, will you ever let me stop hurting? Please don't fall in love with a beast of burden.
God, I'm tired of giving all these precious hours. Born to bloom and full, I'm a wild flower. Tell me, is somebody gonna treat me right? Please don't let me fall in love tonight.
Tell me, is somebody gonna treat me right? Please don't let me fall in love tonight.
Melody MacArthur, Beast of Burden. All right, here's Sulu Duarte. Arpio. I'm Larry K.
Estava na avenida quando aquele delírio começou. Estava na avenida, o delírio começou. Enquanto as pessoas passavam por mim, o som que me levou, a onda de amor, sou gimme, gimme, oh love.
Você pega o Mickey, que eu pego o meu tambor. Você com a roupa chique, eu tô de camelô. Te vi no vero peso derretendo de calor. Te vi no vero peso derretendo de calor. E mesmo com esse calor, a minha pele arrepiou. Mesmo com esse calor, a minha pele arrepiou.
Thank you.
Bamba Estéreo, Taganga, from Colombia. Hey, if you'd like to get a hold of me, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. Hook us up, let me know where you're at. All right, Ozamalti, La Bamba. La Bamba. I'm Larry K. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Support for Indigenous and Music with Larry K comes from TwoBuffalo.MiamSoil.com.
Looking for a new opportunity? AmSoil, the original in synthetic motor oil, is calling on motivated individuals like you. Become an independent dealer and turn your passion for performance into profit. Visit TwoBuffalo.MiamSoil.com to learn more. That's TwoBuffalo.MiamSoil, driven by performance, built for success.
We are the music makers, bringing the music that makes you feel good. We are IndigenousInMusic.com.
Let's keep it going. We're far from over. Let's head all the way up to Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is Blue Dog, Stump Dance.
Yeah. That's music from Blue Dog, from way up north, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Good old blues. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us at our homepage, indigenousinmusic.com. That's where we hang 24/7, 365, indigenousinmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.